Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show. Focus here this time is the 777 energies or star portal. Everybody has a different name for it, but Saint Germain woke me up this morning and said, this is a powerful time. You go ahead and you record this radio show. So here we are. And with me is Mike Snyder, who's co-hosting this radio show with me, who is the DJ playing his beautiful music for you, channeling also the celestial realm to everyone who's listening. Hi, Mike. Welcome on board.
Oh, thank you for having me here.
And Mike will also introduce to you the different websites that we have where you can listen to any of our recordings, whether it is previous radio shows or classes, events, anything that we've offered so far. And Mike, you want to just announce that real fast?
Sure. If you want to get to Brigitte's website, www.lightbridge101.com. And if you want to get to my website that has the pieces of music and other links to different downloads and our radio shows, www.mikesnydercc.com.
Great. Now, 777 is a portal to a higher frequency, and Saint Germain will talk about this at great length. So instead of talking a lot beforehand, just know that you can find out more about us on our websites. And I feel it is important to switch right over to Saint Germain and let him talk to you directly, channeled through me. So we are going to open with one piece of music that is was created by Mike, and focus is to surrender to something greater than you, surrender to spirit, to simply open yourself up, open your heart up, and just allow yourself to receive. So close your eyes and let yourself receive. And afterwards, Saint Germain will talk to you directly. Greetings, my beloved children of the light, my fellow light bearers and friends. I've worked with you for many, many lifetimes, and I will continue to do so as we work together to bring heaven to earth, to merge light and darkness into oneness so that a consciousness shift can take place through the power of transformation. And that is what 777 is really all about. A reminder, a call to transformation, acknowledging that once again, you're ready to step across another threshold to another consciousness level. And many are out there as your guides, the elders of Sirius, who know very much about the power of the Holy Trinity outside and especially within yourself. And so the same for you. Yes, today might be considered a star portal that has opened for the whole week, just as there's an 8-8 gateway and an 11-11 gateway. But most importantly, acknowledge that you are the star portal. You are the temple. You are the church. You hold within you whatever it is you need to connect with God Source, the Creator, the Great Spirit of all that is. And so today also, it's a day for you to acknowledge that you are truly on a path of ascension and that from one moment to the next, your awareness changes, your consciousness shifts. You're not the same that you were a minute before. And so you are the living embodiment of the power of transformation. You embody the violet flame in action, whether you're conscious of it or not. And the seven is a symbol for the power of transformation. The seventh sacred flame, the violet flame, is necessary to prepare you to shift from one consciousness level to the next. Just like a skin releases its, just like a snake releases its skin, so are you releasing your skin, your old identities. And part of the intensity that you've experienced up to this point is about releasing old identities. The past no longer serves you. It had its purpose, but now you're preparing for a new beginning. You have been doing that for quite some time. And I know that it gets exhausting and at times a little bit frustrating. And yet here I am as a messenger of the divine, as a member of the hierarchy of light to tell you that all the hard work is worth it because you're not doing this just for yourself as much as sometimes you would like to do it just for yourself. You are part of something so magnificent, so vast, so great, that one word could not even describe it. Even the word God only limits the vastness that you're part of. And so every day becomes a new day of revelations where you learn more about yourself. And as you learn more about yourself, you spread that into all of creation, helping all of creation seeing the beauty, the power, the magnificence, everything that it needs to know at any moment will be given to the collective through you. So acknowledge that. You are the eyes, you are the ears, you are the mouth of Source, of the Creator, of God, of all that is. And so acknowledge when you eat, when you drink, when you speak, that you are an extension of your own inner divinity, of your own divine self, reaching out in waves of transformation into the world. Now, what that wave of transformation looks like is truly up to you. You can bring about transformations of fear and pain and horror and contraction, or you can bring it about through expansion, love, peace, and joy. I always say to you, be aware of your thoughts. Be aware of the reality that you choose to live in. And decide if it's truly your heart frequency. If your daydreams or your dreams or that what your mind creates is truly of the vibration of love and joy that you choose to experience. And my dear friends, you can make a different choice. You're not a victim to the outer. You can use the tools given to you through inner silence, through inner peace, through meditation or music or being out in nature and letting nature calm your mind. You can use the many, many tools that you've already studied to redirect your mind. And by redirecting your mind to love and peace, also transforming your reality to one of love and peace. So I invite you to take this day, the 777 portal, as a day to acknowledge the power of transformation that you are, that your choices, your thoughts, define the wave of transformation that you send out. And don't be upset about this. Don't feel that you're creating so many terrible things for the world. No. Everyone is responsible for their own reality that they live in. And yet, maybe this will give you an incentive to make a different choice next time fear wants to squash you down and wants to tell you how limited and how imprisoned you are. But in reality, the only one that holds the key to your prison is you yourself. So we're going on a little journey now together to truly celebrate the 777 frequency, to truly remind yourself of the liberated self that you are within your own most inner self, within your true identity that is greater than all the identities that you've given yourself. And that identity has no name. It has no boundaries. It has no limits. It is everything and nothing. It is the Alpha and the Omega. And so I invite you to take a couple of deep breaths in and out. And if you haven't closed your eyes yet, now would be a good time to close your eyes. To let yourself relax. And to breathe out the tensions and the worries. And the musts and the have-tos and the needs from the past few hours, days, weeks, months, and even years. I know you've been through a lot. Just allow yourself to let all of that go right now and to bring yourself into this present moment. In this moment, you are breathing in and you're breathing out. In this moment, you choose to define your future. And by doing that, the future is not set in stone. Take another deep breath in and out and feel your inner column of light, your inner Antakarana, your connection between Source or God or the Creator, and all the way down the connection to the heart of Gaia. Feel that be strong and illuminated and pure now within you. Your feet truly rooted in the earth, and your crown wide open to the illumination from the divine. Take another deep breath in and out to feel that alignment and to also now begin to feel your alignment with your soul and your divine I Am presence, overlighting you, being part of you and part of the vastness of your soul and divine I Am presence. You are one with all, and all is one with you. In this present moment, let yourself expand now and feel that the earth is not only something that you stand on, but it's also something within you. Just like the moon and the sun and the planets and the solar system, and this universe is within you. And so bring your consciousness into your own inner self and allow the boundaries of your physical body to simply fall away. There's a light that is at your center, that is also at the center of the solar system because of you. It is at the center of this universe because of you. Everything around you has you, your light, as its center. And the way you witness the outer world is in direct alignment with how you're willing to open up to your own divine essence, to your own true light. Acknowledging that you are the star portal yourself. You are the temple of the divine yourself. You are the sacred home of the vastness of all that is. And so for a moment, as we are going to play one of the pieces of music for Mike, we want you to really feel the star portal that you are, the 777 gateway of transformation that you are yourself, as you are part of all of creation. Truly feel that being awakened within you now. let yourself fall in through that inner light as it takes you into an ancient sacred temple right at the heart of Sirius, where you're being greeted by some of the elders of the Brotherhood and Sisterhood of Light, who has taught many in this universe about the power of transformation, about the power of merging light with darkness to create a whole new form of existence. And so they're here for you now, again, with the power of seven, for you to open up your consciousness to another level of knowing who you are, where you're from, and which way you're heading. Most important, they're infusing light codings into you to understand the meaning of the seven frequency in a deeper way than before. To truly acknowledge that within the seven is the four of your soul body and the three of the Holy Christ unity, the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness that is at the core of all of creation. Because it is only within the power of three that you can not only understand, but begin to rejoice in the knowing that the path of creation is always consisting of two things, expansion and contraction. Expanding out of a place of oneness into the diversity of duality to then merge the duality back together into a place of oneness. This is how the path of ascension is laid out for humanity, for all of creation in many ways. And so now the elders are touching your third eye and are aligning you with your eighth chakra in a new way, because your eighth chakra holds all of the information necessary for you to embody on earth that what you've chosen to experience in this lifetime. And there are key experiences that your soul and your divine arm presence are yearning for. And it will bring you great joy as you complete those experiences, because there is a sense of fulfillment, a sense of completion, a sense of preparing you to cross the threshold into a whole new way of beingness. You are truly at a gateway that you've prepared for many, many, many lifetimes. Not just in this lifetime, you've prepared for this. And so the elders are now assisting you to take that final step of liberation, to transform and transmute that what no longer serves you into pure love and light. So let them now infuse you not only with the light codings necessary to deeper understand the power of seven, but to also help you liberate yourself further from that what no longer serves you through the vibration of the violet flame, as well as the purification of the ascension flame. Let yourself receive this now. Now that this is sealed into you, allow the purity of light that is now surrounding you, fill up everything within and around you, until the sacred temple of Sirius and those elders dissolve, and you find yourself back in your physical body and the body that you've left behind. Feel how those light coatings are now also infusing every cell of your physical body. Now that you truly are no longer who you were before, you are being prepared for quite a new experience of self. Know this to be true. Do not be afraid. And when your human self creates a little bit of havoc in your life by trying to tell you that the whole world is an awful world to be terrified of, and that you have no future, and that there are only dark and bad things awaiting you, then embrace that human part of you that is terrified with love, and remind the human self, it is not alone. The universe has your back. The universe supports all of you. And you're ready to experience love, joy, peace, and happiness in a very new way. No longer just live in the trust and faith that this is true, but live in the knowing that you are treading a path of liberation so that others can follow it too. Every word, every choice, every action is an extension of your divine essence. Focus on that and choose love over and over and over again. You truly are legions of the power of the violet flame, transforming the world to a world based on love, joy, and peace. It is with great joy and with so much love and compassion that I connect with you on this day, and really any day, now that I'm always part of you and you're part of me. I am Saint Germain, and my love is you, for you is eternal. And it is so. Namaste.
Okay, what a great show, Brigida.
The men of few words, Mike. Come on.
Yeah.
But thank you very much for listening. Again, it was a little bit of a spur of a moment, but I hope it it supports these frequencies that we're feeling at this time, because leading up to it, it certainly felt intense, at least for me on a personal note. A lot of old stuff came up, a lot of emotional transformation taking place. And then we had also all this crazy weather up here in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. So a lot of purification, I would say. I hope you enjoy today. If you listen to it at a later date, I'm sure it's going to be as powerful and profound as on the day, because the masters always say there is really no time and space. And we hope to connect with you at the next gateway, the 8-8 gateway, the Lion's Gate. Hopefully it'll all work out and we'll connect with you then again.
Okay. Well, that'll do it for this one.
All right. Love you all. Peace out.
Take care, everyone.